Hi, I'm here at the American Society of Hematology ASH 2018 in San Diego, and we're very excited to present some of our data on CAR T cells. This time we are talking about BB21217, which is kind of the next generation CARs. You all have heard about the BB21217 data, which was presented at ASCO, and Nina Shah is going to be presenting the 21217 data this afternoon. The big difference between 21217 and 21217 is the way we are actually treating these CARs ex vivo. And the idea here is that they're exposed to a PI3 kinase inhibitor called BB007. And the rationale or the hypothesis for exposing these CARs ex vivo to the PI3 kinase inhibitor is to try and get more of a memory-like phenotype and to try and see whether or not we can improve persistence of these CARs. So these have been modified in the way of being treated slightly differently from the previous CARs which we have used. What Nina will be presenting later on this afternoon is an update on 12 patients who were treated with BB21217. The protocol was pretty similar to what we've done previously. This is a phase one dose escalation design of the trial. We started off at 150 million cells in these patients, and they got the same kind of lymphodepletion, including Cytoxan and fludarabine, followed by infusion of these manipulated CARs. We are seeing responses which are very similar to what we saw with the BB21217 compound. We're seeing close to a little higher than 80% of an overall response rate. Remember, this is very early data still, and we are still waiting on duration of response. Whether or not this is going to hold true with respect to our hypothesis is something we have to wait on. I think time will tell whether we see more persistence and whether or not that persistence can translate into an improvement in both duration of response as well as progression-free survival. The other encouraging piece out here was we did not see anything different in terms of a toxicity signal. The toxicity signal was very similar to the BB21217. We did see CRS and neurotoxicity, but the grades were very similar to what was seen in 21217, with about 60-70% of people seeing CRS, most of it being grade 1 and 2, with a few patients seeing grade 3 CRS. As far as neurotoxicity is concerned, again, very manageable neurotoxicity, with one patient seeing where we saw grade 4 neurotoxicity, which is recovered. This is an ongoing trial. We have patients who continue on being followed in remission on this, and we also have evidence of MRD negative disease in this patient population. So we're looking forward to seeing whether or not it really does go in keeping with our hypothesis of increased persistence and improvement in duration of response in this patient population.